Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kerry has been an activist on the hotly debated issue since his relationship with Jenny McCarthy, who believes her son's autism was caused by vaccines. The Dumb and Dumber 2 actor took to Twitter Tuesday to vent his frustrations over the bill and rally support from his 14.7 million followers.
All right, stop picking on Jim Carrey. Come on. You know, this thing just went bonkers over the weekend, Superdot. I mean, it's a holiday weekend. People aren't supposed to be doing real news and attacking people. You're supposed to be the spirit of America and liberty, independence, all the things we love here. And yet they just kept piling on. We caught the top end of that, did we not? When this guy, whoever that was, it was like Dumb and Dumber 2.
2.
Right.
When we played that last week, if you remember, we talked about that for a few minutes where you could tell he inserted a pause there on purpose so that he could have Dumb and Dumber before the two.
Right, yeah.
And it was like, you know, how could he do that on purpose?
Yeah, who would have known? Rude. That was where it was all going. Hey, we're going to get into that. I want to tell everybody, we got Eric Layden from Trace Amounts, the movie, and he actually talked with Jim Carrey because a lot of this happened when Jim saw the documentary film Trace Amounts. Also, of course, RFK involved in that, and I think we need to hear a little bit more about it. We're going to go through a lot of we got a few audio clip news reports I want to reference, and Super Don and I did a video that will be published this week, in part two, I guess you could say, because we sort of hinted at it last week, of the Jim Carrey saga, which is really not about Jim Carrey. It's about the opposition to vaccines and their unwillingness to engage in a human adult level debate and discussion on the issue. And I'll tell you, I was just so doggone frustrated that Sunday morning early, I took my son out. We went shooting skeet and trap.
Ah.
I broke out the 12 gauge. It was like boom, boom, boom. Now,
nice.
Super, I'll be honest. I mean, I never grew up around firearms. I was a city slicker, and I told the story when we were back at R. Thomas in Atlanta a week or two ago with my buddy, who I actually shot my first, I think it was a 30-30. I didn't even know it was a rifle. And I missed the broadside of a barn with it. But, you know, I want to give my kids a healthy interaction with firearms and understand the Second Amendment and recognize that Second Amendment doesn't grant them the right to keep and bear arms. In fact, that's a right bestowed upon each of us by that which created us. And I come back to that on the vaccine issue, because the assault that is occurring on children in violation of religious and philosophical beliefs, those of you in California, now under Governor Brown's medical fascist dictatorship, of course, you don't have to send your kids to school. You can homeschool if you can. But even private school, that's amazing to me. But for those of you who can't send your kids to public school, why are you paying taxes to support the public school system in California? Maybe they ought to rethink that if they're not going to let your kid go because they're too wussified on the germ theory. And we've got the first measles death in the United States in 12 years. We may get into a little bit of that. We certainly are doing a video on that for Epic Times as well, and you want to stick with us. So anyway, back to the shooting, right? We had Michael Badnarik on last Friday for the July 3rd Independence Day Spectacular, and I've gone out shooting with Michael. He's a fantastic shot and inspiration when it comes to all 10 amendments and the Declaration of Independence preceding it. So I love seeing my son. He's a great shot. He's a natural with a gun, not intimidated at all. And I'll shoot occasionally. You know, I prefer, you know, shooting pistol, but shotguns are pretty, it's like, you know, like Tim Allen, what was his show where he go, you know, a real manly thing to do. You remember that Tool Time?
Taylor.
Yeah.
What was it called?
But I don't remember. But whatever thing is, it's not just for men, because they're the 4-H club there, they have girls that are shooting, but we got to go out with the range master, the safety guy at this outdoor range. It was kind of cool because on my daughter's 10th birthday, Independence Day baby, and we went to some friends that had a big cookout, and we had a nice meal, chatted with them, and happened to be the father of the mother of the daughter that my daughter plays with, happened to be the range guy. I didn't know the relationship. And he's like, hey, bring your son tomorrow morning. It'll just be us. So he sets up the whole skeet, trap, shoot, everything. And just the three of us there shooting. And
You lost me, though. It was the father of the mother whose son has a brother in the...
No. My daughter plays with their daughter. And the mom's dad. I thought I did say that. So it was just one of those opportunities where, like, I really needed to sleep because we've been working hard on the move, and I've reset the studio. Everything's a little bit awkward, but I'm trying to come together with a nice setup here. Hopefully it sounds okay for everybody. But I was like, one of those opportunities, you want to shoot with my son? You're going to give him, I mean, this guy's a, you know, triple A type shooter. He's like, yeah, I'll take him out. We'll do it. But I'm not usually, I shoot a little bit, but with the shotgun, I did the Arnica when I got home, man. My whole shoulder was bruised up when, you know, that 12 gauge. I was like, where's the 20 gauge for the old man here, huh? Anyway, just one of those things.
Give him a cap gun. A slingshot. Give him the slingshot.
Where's the 22? No, I mean, listen, it was fun. I hit a few. I'm not a great shot at this thing, but my son is really pretty good for someone that, you know, only picked it up within the last year. And I just say that's an American ideal, to be able to use and bear and use arms, be ready, be prepared for anything. And so we went out and did that. That was our 4th of July weekend, let's say, our own fireworks. That was great.
Well, you missed the fireworks on Twitter then.
I did. I missed the Twitter works, and I think that was the Jim Carrey thing stimulated into action because of him seeing trace amounts. And he simply brings up the mercury thimerosal issue. Let's have some toxin-free vaccines, because he's pro-vaccine. Let's have some toxin-free. And even Dr. Batar and I have said that if you can remove all the garbage and apply it more appropriately, there's nothing wrong with stimulating an antibody or the production of antibodies safely. We can do that. I perceive it. My experience as such has shown that we can do that homeopathically. Of course, the skeptics, they all start screaming, you know, epithets or, you know, different monosyllabic words. Grand verbosity. I mean, if you mention the word homeopathy, if you remember, you know, they fall into fits of, I don't know, what is that thing, woo or something, right?
They start pitching woo to each other, yes.
Exactly. And yet, they're attacking, just viciously, Jim Carrey, not only with the news updates on him, but they won't engage in the discussion, which, what is the point? The thimerosal and mercury. And for me, it's more than that. It's aluminum, it's antibiotics, it's genetics, I mean, basically DNA and RNA from animals, from aborted fetal tissue. You've got some things that you just wouldn't put in your baby bottle, for instance. And yet they're completely cognitively dissonant, or dissident, if you say this as well, over this issue of openly discussing this. And I'm thinking, you know, if you really wanted people to come to your side of the equation, not that most people aren't, because most people are in the pro-vaccine belief system, you're not going to win any new converts, and you're probably going to lose a lot of the people you thought you had by attacking someone who's simply questioning the toxins that are in the vaccine, who is also pro-vaccine, and calling him anti-vaccine like Paul Offit did. Isn't that who did Offit said you can't be at questioning mercury at the same time you're pro-vaccine? I mean, this is a new definition, an absolutely new definition.
Yeah, well, Jim Carrey, in one of his tweets, very plainly wanted to get the point across that he was not anti-vaccine. He was anti-thimerosal. He was anti-mercury. And Paul Offit, along with, I think, Art Kaplan as well, did a hit piece on him. And Offit was the one that said, you cannot have both beliefs. They do not go together. If you are saying what you're saying, you are anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
Period. Period.
Absolutely incredible. Yes, now, who was it that did this news report? Because I've got a bunch of clips here you set up for me, Super Don.
It was like Newsy or I don't think it was USA Today. It was just one of the online.
It didn't sound real snarky. That's why I was interested in this. There's a lady, and she kind of sets the stage for what this what really set this whole thing off. Give a listen.
Jim Carrey is really not happy about the new California vaccination law. He tweeted Tuesday night, "This corporate fascist must be stopped." And that was the beginning of a full-on Twitter rant.
Now, you say it could be a rant. I'm not sure it's a rant. Rant's kind of a negative connotation when you rant. But, you know, listen, he was moved emotionally. We'll learn more about that. But in this news report, they acknowledge the danger of mercury in fish, and we've said that. You know, mercury in fish, bad. Mercury in vaccines injected, good.
They say mercury in fish is dangerous, but forcing all of our children to be injected with mercury and thimerosal is no risk. Make sense?
See, I'm thinking she's almost on our side with a question like that. She kind of threw it out there and said, does that make sense?
Well, no, actually, I think she was quoting his tweet.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah, see, that's why I cut a line with Jim Carrey, because his questions were good, legitimate, and warranted. And then if we go into, well, what's the problem here? The CDC doesn't agree with that?
It's worth pointing out the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says thimerosal, the mercury-containing compound Carrey mentions, is now only used in some flu vaccines and hasn't been an ingredient in routine childhood vaccinations since 2001.
The only problem with that is that's a bald-faced lie, because it is in as a subcomponent, not added in pretty much every vaccine that's a multi-dose kind of vaccine where they have to keep going back to the till, if you will, with the needle. They're going to have preservatives in the subcomponents in there, and they might add extra aluminum at that point. And then you say, well, aluminum's not as bad as mercury. Well, maybe, maybe not, but they haven't studied aluminum as much. Although Professor Exley from England has. We've talked with him. We'll have to follow up with Exley there as well. Now, what is it that Governor Brown did? If you haven't picked up on it, last week they signed the bill that denies parents the freedom to say no to vaccines if they want to send them to school. That is a private school, too. Isn't that a bit of an overreach, do you think? Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got Eric Layden from Trace Amounts going to join us in a little while. We'll talk more about Jim Carrey, a little more from the news clip about it as well. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you ever have a question or a comment, go to robertscottbell.com, submit them. Be patient. Sometimes we're overloaded with questions, and sometimes I'll answer them directly off the air, email, phones. You never know. So go ahead and put it out there or call us, 866-939. Bell, 866-939-2355, streaming live 6 days a week through our syndicator, GCN, and, of course, National News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com, UK Health Radio across the pond, iTunes, Epic Times, Stitcher, TuneIn, all over the place. We're glad you're with us. This Jim Carrey thing, again, we didn't intend that we were going to continue discussing it, but they kept piling on over the holiday weekend. And it's not that we kind of take it personally, but we kind of do, because it upsets me greatly, any form of fascism, especially medical. And they attacked him because he called Governor Brown a medical fascist, or basically equivalent of that. And then they've been piling on him. We did a little bit on it. I think, didn't we talked about it briefly last weekend. Did we do a video on it? Because now I'm confused with all the videos we're doing for Epic Times.
It's been hard to keep up, because between the videos that we've done, the stuff we've talked on the show, and then the stuff that Hoofnagel's doing, and all that stuff, it's like it all mixes into each other. We did talk about Paul Offit last week, and about him saying the things that he said, but obviously we had no idea where it was going to go from there.
Yeah, and then now are they attacking me? I mean, for being a bad homeopath or something?
You know what? Well, okay, here's what happened. Because the videos, you know, that we did last week, there was one that we did on Jim Carrey. And yeah, you know, the usual suspects come out of the woodwork and they do all the normal, you know, quacking and, you know, silliness and, you know, why are you, Jerry, are you letting him on your show? Why don't you get
more
real?
Oh, right, yes, Jerry Doyle's catching some flack. What a great guy, Jerry. But remember, this is it. When you hear the word homeopathy at a Skeptoc meeting, this is what you'll hear them do. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the group we're having to really...
They take it very seriously.
Yes. Yeah, they get very upset when we mention natural medicine, healing, you know, the nature fallacy. Oh, my gosh, he mentioned nature. Well, what did Jim Carrey do that was so horrible? What was his appeal? Because he says he's pro-vaccine, not anti-vaccine, even though Offit says you can't question mercury and be pro-vaccine. This guy is as deluded as they get. But Jim Carrey actually rational in his question, albeit emotional, after watching the film Trace Amounts.
This strikes a personal chord with Carrey, whose ex, Jenny McCarthy, has said her son developed autism after a vaccination. Carrey further clarified his stance on the law. All we're saying is, take the neurotoxins out of the vaccines. Make them toxin-free. History will show that that was a reasonable request.
Right. Who's being reasonable here? Is it those like Offit and the Skeptucks who shout you down and call you anti-vaxxer for questioning mercury or other heavy metals or other components of vaccines? I mean, you can't question that. As I've said so many times now, I'll say it again. You guys are going to lose, you know, the last percentage, even though it's a greater percentage of the population that believes in the things you believe in, your religious dogma. The sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccination. You want them? Fine. You think herd immunity is real? Fine. You want to... Listen, the thing is, when you start ostracizing and start picking out people because they have different beliefs than you, because you're afraid they're going to get you sick and sneeze on you, you're the wuss. Not Jim Carrey. Not the people who are standing up and recognizing the real power to heal and where it comes from. But, of course, that kind of concept obviously goes over the head or under the head, around the head, I don't know, of these skeptics. So we got to continue covering. I'm very excited to have Eric from Trace Amounts back on the program tonight because he's done such extraordinary work. And it's putting a state of desperation around those who want to keep you from knowing the facts surrounding what's in the vaccines and potentially what they can do.
Well, you know, we need to ask.
Right.
Here in a few minutes when he's on the show is we've got to ask him how we get to be part of the club that gets to see that secret anti-vaxxer documentary.
Yeah, you're going to love this, folks. And again, when you see the video, go to epictimes.com. We'll have it linked up and things are linked up in the show notes. But you know that they say a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist? Well, turns out the skeptics are doing the tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorizing. And it's all about our friend Eric Gladden and his movie Trace Amounts that RFK Jr. was in and that Jim Carrey saw and it sponsored him or stimulated him to speak up about mercury and vaccines. We'll talk with Eric when we come back. Go to robertscadbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The documentary film, it's called Trace Amounts. We've talked to him before, but timely as it is to bring him back on. Eric Gladden's back, and he also talked with Jim Carrey, because that's what, as I mentioned, stimulated Jim to evidently come out and make the comments he did about mercury and vaccines, and then him being attacked by the likes of Paul Offit, who actually accused him of being anti-vaxxer,
because you cannot question the safety of vaccines. You can't question the ingredients of vaccines, despite the known component, thimerosal or mercury, being the second most toxic substance known to man. Wow, pretty impressive. And Eric, you're doing extraordinary work. That film, Trace Amounts, has gotten a big boost of publicity thanks to the attacks on Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, thanks. Yeah, it's been interesting, that's for sure, the last few days.
Indeed. I think that, you know, you, with your documentary film, were pointing out very factually the concerns that many people have raised, as well as the families who have witnessed firsthand the impact on their children having been injected with mercury-containing vaccines. We've heard the CDC deny that mercury is in vaccines, pretty much, except for the flu shot, which isn't actually an accurate statement. And, you know, Jim Carrey goes out as a concerned, you know, what would you say? I mean, he's human. He's got concerns. He watched your documentary film and he says, oh, my God, I got to speak out on this. People need to see this film. And yet, rather than acknowledge the problems that are there, I've said this, the transparency that we would want of any manufacturer of any product, the people rush out to defend it as if you're questioning their religious beliefs.
Yeah, it's kind of been that's been their forte all along, you know, for many years now. They just, anybody that even remotely questions the vaccines or any component within the vaccine, questioning their safety, is attacked as being anti-vaccine. And we just saw it again with Jim Carrey when he did several tweets, you know, voicing his concern. You know, this was the first time Jim watched the film. I was unaware that he hadn't seen it yet, but mm-hmm. he had a strong response to it. And it's a very similar response that if I didn't make the film, I think I would have, that I would see an atrocity has happened, you know, over the history of this subject. And what I view as one of the biggest crimes against humanity in the way that the CDC, our Centers for Disease Control, has dealt with something that they discovered in 1999. And up to that point, it was gross negligence. They just didn't know what they were doing. But 1999, they figured it out. They completely figured out there was a link between thimerosal and autism. And instead of doing what was right for all the children, they went down a very disturbing road and covered it up. And we show all their emails and closed-door transcripts and have their scientists speak. And when people see that, they have a very, very strong reaction, because the consequences, of course, is the health of all our children.
Well, and you think a reasonable adult, certainly one that's invested in science, would say, all right, yes, that's a fair discussion, a fair concern. A fair request, as we've described, you know, when we look back at this to say, hey, maybe we should look at these subcomponents and see if we can replace them with something safer. The concept of greening the vaccine. Now, I have perspectives on vaccines that are not shared by many as a homeopath. I don't know what Jim Carrey's beliefs are or what's in his heart, but he seems like a good fellow on this, very concerned about his fellow man, woman, and child. In bringing and raising these issues after seeing the documentary. I certainly don't believe he deserved any of the attacks for raising the issue. The only thing that they kind of did a gotcha moment on is he somehow linked it to a picture of someone who wasn't evidently autistic or wasn't vaccine damaged or something along those lines, and he apologized for that. But that could happen to any of us at any time, and you kind of move on. But if we go to the merits of the concerns, the merits of the things that you brought out in Trace Amounts, we've got to be pleased when we step back from the attacks and the personality attacks, if you will, but pleased that they're happening because it's bringing this film to more people than ever before.
Yeah, and, you know, I say over and over and over, and that's what Jim was saying in his tweets, this really has nothing to do with being anti-vaccine or pro-vaccine.
Right.
This has to do with exposing something that's happened over history that has potentially, and what we feel very strongly, has caused one of the biggest childhood epidemics of all time. And then he just gets slammed by the newspapers, and you know, you see, I saw one title that said, you know, scientist debunks Jim Carrey's tweets, and then I see who the scientist is, and it's Dr. Paul Offit. Well, anybody who's watched Trace Amounts will laugh at that headline, and listening to Trace Amounts or Dr. Paul Offit being the expert, I mean, it is almost embarrassing. And that first Grossi article, if they had seen Trace Amounts or they watch it now, they're going to be completely embarrassed about their article. So you know, these people are just not educated on the facts. They've been completely misled and spoon-fed the inaccurate information from the CDC and big pharmaceutical companies, and they're literally just keeping a blind eye to the accurate information, or even wanting to get information from the other side that is very, very compelling, far more compelling than what the CDC has to offer.
Yeah, and as to the attacks on Jim Carrey for not being a scientist or a doctor, how credible is he for even asking the question? Well, who did the skeptics pull up as their reference point? Penn and Teller, the magicians. Yeah, listen to them for the truth about vaccines.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, and I've seen other people tweeting recently. You know, I just saw Dax Shepard tweet, and, you know, his tweet didn't make any sense. He said that the smallpox vaccine had saved his children and 25 million others in the last 5 years. Well, guess what, Dax? Your child didn't get the smallpox vaccine. None of these children are getting smallpox vaccines these days. So it's, you know, nobody seems to know what they're talking about. And, you know, they need to become educated on the subject. Jim is already very educated on the subject because he's been in this issue, you know, probably at least since 2008. You know, I know he's been aware of it, and he's met with a lot of the scientists, and he knows a lot of the science. And he's a very, very intelligent man. I'm going to tell you, this guy is extremely intelligent. And he's somebody that's got his eyes open to, hey, there might be something else going on here. And sure enough, he realizes there is, just like a lot of us do.
Yeah. Well, and of course, RFK Jr., who we still like to get on the show sometime soon, hopefully. But he offered, what was that guy, Bruni from the New York Times, to meet with him some time ago. And rather than meet with him, he ducked and avoided him. And now wrote a scathing op-ed piece against RFK that now RFK has responded to.
Yep. Yeah, there was another one where he, you know, Frank Bruni at New York Times crucified Bobby and Jim in his latest one. Bobby just released his response to it that, of course, New York Times isn't going to publish. But, you know, you've really got to follow the money back. New York Times has been scathing over this issue forever. Same with the LA Times. And there's a lot of these organizations that are just so tied to Big Pharma. You can't even have a logical conversation with these guys about this. But I'll tell you, a lot of these journalists from the other side that I have interacted with over the last 4 months releasing this film, and we get them to watch the film, they're 100% on our side now. But to actually get these guys to watch it, like Hollywood Reporter interviewed me last week. Well, the guy hadn't watched the film, and all we did was sit there and argue. And then he wrote his article on it without even having watched the film. How can you write an article about something if you haven't even seen the film that the article's about? You know, it's journalism these days isn't what it used to be, and I don't even think there is such a thing as investigative journalism other than, you know, some very small portion like yourself, Robert, and others that are doing the right kind of journalism, getting to the bottom of things instead of just, you know, taking everybody's word for fact.
Yeah, well, asking questions is you know, the number one priority, if you will, if you are a journalist, and not believing what you are told simply because those who tell it are in authority. Right? It's questioning that. And that's a big thing that's been lost in journalism, as you say, because they lose their jobs once they start questioning the things that drive the economics, if you will, of these newspapers that are like dying on the vine as people, you know, just move to new media and these documentaries like Trace Amounts to give them information they can't get anywhere else.
Right. And it's a shame because, you know, it would be okay if the consequences weren't so severe. When we're talking about the health and livelihood of every child in this country and on this planet, for the most part, you know, this is a global issue. We're throwing these thimerosal-loaded vaccines all over developing nations. And, you know, if the consequences weren't so severe, it wouldn't be that big of a problem. But to suppress information that is dire for the public to get, to protect their own families and themselves, you know, it's a tragedy. And these guys should be shamed in the end, really.
Yeah. Well, and they acknowledge, it's like, okay, we must have admitted at some point that mercury is bad because we pulled it out. Well, we don't want to admit it, really. But we did it anyway just to placate people like Jim Carrey, right? But then again, they're sending the mercury-laden vaccines that they don't use to some degree here to other countries that are maybe as vulnerable or perhaps more so. And certainly a term we've used here on the air because that's where it came out of the medical research arena, they call it therapy naive. They're not as aware of the issue of mercury to even question its presence in these vaccines.
Yeah. And keep in mind, even in the U.S., it's a big you know, inaccuracy that thimerosal has been removed. In fact, it's worse than ever because we're giving flu shots fully loaded with 25 micrograms of mercury to the extent where a pregnant woman would have to weigh 551 pounds to be within the federal guideline for mercury. We're giving them shots every day. 60 million flu shots this season alone contain the full 25 micrograms of mercury. And these were given to pregnant women, babies, adults, old people. It is a tragedy. And instead of a developing, you know, instead of a Navy who is producing bile and sweating and urinating and growing hair and does have some ability to excrete mercury. A developing fetus has zero ability to excrete mercury. And we know through published data and past tragedies that mercury goes right into that fetus. It has a high affinity for the fetus. So it's a tragedy what's going on. Now, all they did is move the mercury around. We're still in a dire situation here in the U.S. and developing countries. You know, we showed trace amounts to a lot of the world delegates at the United Nations, and they were in an uproar. You know, these guys have been fooled for the last 5 years by the World Health Organization, AAP, saying dimersal has never caused any harm. And then they watched this film, and these guys were bawling and outraged, saying they couldn't even go back to their own country knowing this information. It's a global crisis. The world needs this information, and we're doing everything we can at this moment to get it out.
Well, tell everybody how, if they have not seen trace amounts, how they can get a hold of the film or screen it or maybe host a screening at this point, because as many people that now have seen it since the last time you were here, there's still loads more that need to view it.
Yeah. The easiest way to view it, you can rent it, you can download it, and you can buy DVDs at traceamounts.com, so www.traceamounts.com. And so you can get digital downloads, rent, and DVDs. And then if you want to really host a gather screening, you know, a theater screening at a main, you know, AMC or your neighborhood theater, you can also do that through our website, traceamounts.com, and just go to host a screening. And you can get your, you know, your friends, family, and community there and create an event out of it. Watch it in the screen theater.
Well, Eric Gladden, God bless you, sir, for doing all the work that you've done. I'm so thrilled that the word is getting out more than ever, although I am a bit disheartened by the attacks on friends like Jim Carrey and RFK and yourself. But at the same time, we're willing to take it to get the word out to protect the next generation. So thank you, Eric, so very much.
Thank you, Robert, for everything you're doing. I appreciate it.
You got it. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Say no to colon cancer. When your colon is clogged, this can attribute to disease, which makes you sick, which takes you to the doctor, and so on, and so on. Help yourself and help your doctor. Get the tea.com, the mild colon cleanser that feels and tastes great. Many products taste terrible and are quite uncomfortable. Life Change Tea is wonderful and soothing. Wait and see how many benefits you receive from drinking Life Change Tea. Life does not have to be about being fearful of a disease. Order now and feel success. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408 for a real operator. 928-308-0408. Testimonies and everything you need to know is on our website at GetTheTea.com. We even have specials. Be happy, be healthy, and know you're in charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What is it with those young people today? How dare they vote no on that referendum in Greece? Yeah, basically a de facto pullout, so to speak, of Greece from the European Economic Union, or the EU, and the Euro, by saying, we don't want it, we don't need it anymore, you can keep scaremongering all you want, but we're voting no, we're out of here. Basically, it's the equivalent. The European Union, is it dying before our eyes? The artificial construct from above laid down like a web or a net to trap you into supranational no sovereignty with the, under the guise that we will deliver peace unto you. All the while,
they'll deliver pizza to you?
No, peace unto you.
Oh, you can deliver pizza to me.
Just reminds me of that Mel Brooks comedy with Hitler singing a little piece of Austria, a little piece of France. Basically, you know, but it's not done with rolling tanks. It's done with rolling banks. The international bankers or banksters, the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, all playing a game. And the losers are the folks, the real folks, the humans that have no interest in world domination. They want to live their life. They want to make good for their family. They want to enjoy a little. Maybe they want to drink a little wine, whatever, in Greece, you know. And yet now the young people, primarily, have said, no, we don't need the EU. We're going our own way. Wasn't that a Fleetwood Mac song, You Can Go Your Own Way?
Totally, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, we can go our own way. What happened in Iceland? They jailed the bankers. They kicked the bankers out. They jailed the ones that were behind. They went through a tough time, a real recession. And now, I don't know if they're in economic boom time, but certainly it's a lot better off, kind of like what Ron Paul said. Take your medicine.
Yeah, it's going to be rough in the short haul, but we'll reestablish, liquidate debt, and start over. But instead, they kind of keep extending the debt. They keep destroying the currency. They keep enslaving these other countries in debt. And then they sell off the pieces to global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. This is the globalism game. This is why, as much as Ted Cruz is pretty popular among like some of the younger Republicans, I'm concerned about, I'm just saying it, I'm just concerned about Ted Cruz because his wife's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is a globalist organization founded by Rockefeller, who said, you know, if it's world government that I'm accused of wanting, then I'm guilty. Greece, moving on. Listen, inevitably, it would be a lot nicer just to go back, start growing your own food, going local, simplifying life, enjoying your life, not worrying about world domination. You got enough just trying to figure out how to manage your own life, right? I need to worry about my neighbor and his neighbor and her neighbor. And now we go out global neighbors, right? Take care of yourself. Then you can take care of
yourself. We have a caller.
We do.
We do.
Who might be calling? Oh, it's Op-Ed. Let's bring him to the air.
Yeah.
Op-Ed, our intern, Colin, what's up with Greece, my man?
Oh, my goodness. What is not up? the amount of rioters is what is up, I suppose.
Yeah, but they're rioting against the foreign domination of their country, their culture. The young people want it back.
They sure do. They sure do. I saw the best sign, I think, of all summer so far is it's this huge white sign with austerity equals game over. You know, they keep calling this thing austerity. What they've been saying is essentially it's economic starvation. It's making things cost, like a loaf of bread costs $16 in that country. In some form of basically paying reparating money that most of these folks my age never even saw.
Right.
None of it.
Well, what about the idea of not a bailout, but a bail-in? Have you been hearing about that? It happened in Cyprus. They just start confiscating your savings, your bank accounts. We're only going to take 50%, just a haircut.
Well, you got to commend their linguistic skills, right? They're going to call it robbing your bank account of money, right? They're going to call it a bailout. And yeah, they're definitely talking about that right now. It's very scary for those citizens out there who are dealing with that. I mean, the ones who've been smart, I think most of the countries caught on to this, have been raiding the banks, man. It's almost like it's been a two-week-long bank run on some of the banks there in Greece.
Well, will it be the end of the world as we know it? Well, maybe as the young people have known it. But that's not such a bad thing, because what you're going to establish when you bring it back local and you're not dominated by foreign corporations and the puppet masters of those corporations operating in places like the IMF and the World Bank, you might be able to establish your own community again, grow your own food again, kick out the GMO bad guys again. Op-Ed, thank you, my friend. Super Don, hang in there. We've got Dr. Rasha Bitar. It's time for some advanced medicine after the news break. Why would we do that? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.